This is the district that was left vacant when longtime Assemblyman Eugene Hahn retired. During a recent public forum in the Marshall Community Library, Democrat Trish O'Neill took aim at Madison when she talked about why she wants to replace Hahn.
I have been very frustrated at the partisan gridlock that holds our municipalities and school districts hostage when they can't even pass a budget, let alone any meaningful legislation in regard to the people's concerns.
Republican Keith Ripp told the crowd that this election is about creating jobs. The third-generation farmer says the way for government to do that is by cutting regulation and holding the line on taxes.
As families, we all live within our means. We have to. So the government needs to start doing the same things.
Most of this district is made up of small towns and rural areas of Columbia, Dane, and Sauk counties. But it's been getting big attention in the Madison TV market by third-party groups attacking both candidates. The teachers union WEAC has gone after Ripp for being backed by Assembly Republicans, who killed the tax on oil companies. The conservative Coalition for American Families has tried to tie O'Neill, like other targeted Democratic candidates, to the universal health care plan passed by the state Senate last year. Ripp made the same charge at this forum, and O'Neill, the longtime nurse, shot back.
I am not endorsing health care for illegal aliens. What I am telling you is that if you elect me as your representative, I will promise to work on quality, affordable health care for all citizens here in the state of Wisconsin.
When it comes to the budget, O'Neill says she favors closing tax loopholes on multi-state corporations to be fair to the Wisconsin companies that pay their taxes. Ripp says that would have a trickle-down effect.
If we close tax loopholes, these companies will either leave the state, and right now we don't want that to happen. We need all the jobs we can get. Or they're going to increase their costs, stay here, and the consumer will pay those costs.
Eugene Hahn used to win this district commandingly for the GOP, but in the last election he carried it by a margin of just 150 votes. Democrats are hoping to erase that gap with the longtime incumbent out of the way this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Patty Murray in northeastern Wisconsin, where another open seat is drawing a lot of attention. The 57th District encompasses much of the city of Appleton. This area of the state has traditionally leaned Republican. The seat has been held by Republican Steve Wickard since 1996, and with him bowing out this year, some say Democrats have a fighting chance. The Republican in the race is Joe Egelhoff, who served 10 years on the Appleton City Council, where she helped pass a spending cap. Her term on the council ended in 2003. She bills herself as a fiscal conservative and says she entered the race because Madison is a mess.
I've made the tough decisions, taken the tough votes. I've been there. I'm the only candidate who has actually saved the taxpayers' money, significant money.
Both Egelhoff and her Democratic opponent say the economy is their number one issue. Many of those who lost their jobs at the New Page paper mill in Kimberly live in the district. Both Egelhoff and the Democrat, Penny Bernard-Shaber, say they'll make a priority of saving manufacturing jobs. But the difference is Bernard-Shaber supports a measure in Madison that her opponent does not.
The American Jobs Act that was defeated this last legislative session that would set up a program where companies who leave our area and have used state money, they would need to pay the money back.
Bernard Shaber is a political novice, a physical therapist by trade. She ran for the 57th seat in 2006, but lost. Since she has no record to run on, her campaign materials play up her ballot status as a Democrat. Arnold Schober is a political scientist at Lawrence University. He says Appleton voters are being blanketed with mailers this fall, and he notes a difference in style.
The ones for the Democratic candidate talk about vote Democrat. Okay, very much, this is my party, this is what my party will do, where Joe Egelhoff is much more emphasizing particular issues, especially taxes and tax limits and that kind of thing.
Even though Appleton has a long Republican history, Schober says that demographic is changing. He says it's almost equally split between the two major parties now, though he still gives a slight edge to the GOP. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Mary Jo Wagner in Eau Claire. The 92nd Assembly District is home to Fort McCoy, the Ho-Chunk Nation, lots of cows, and many cranberry growers. Republican Representative Terry Musser decided to retire to his farm after serving this district for 24 years. He described nasty, vicious, and petty politics in Madison and said it was easier to reason with cattle than with some people. The Republican who wants to replace him came from the district of Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch, who butted heads with Musser. Dan Hallman was a former Monroe County District Attorney who moved into the 92nd to join his family's beer distributorship in Sparta.
We are the Miller Beer Distributors and the Leinenkugel Distributors for much of western Wisconsin.
Hallman's campaign funds include money from beverage distributors around the state.
And one of the things that really bothers us is that I think there's a certain group of people that really give our industry a black eye, whether they be abusing drinking or, the worst thing, drinking and driving when they're putting other people at risk.
Hallman's Democratic challenger is also an attorney. Mark Radcliffe practices law in Black River Falls.
You know, I'm a small business owner myself. I've got my own business with an employee. I've had that now for 10 years, and it's time that the government starts to run itself like a small business owner does.
Radcliffe has raised half the campaign funds of his opponent, and he's not well-versed on some issues that affect the state budget. For example, the Parental Choice tax-funded voucher program in Milwaukee and its effect on local districts.
I'm not real familiar with the school choice in Milwaukee as far as what the issues are.
Dan Hallman supports the now-famous program.
School vouchers has been an issue for many years, so I would hope that Mark would have an opinion one way or the other on that.
Hallman says a candidate should be educated on the issues before he becomes a representative. But Mark Radcliffe says if elected, he'll study issues as they come to him. Because of their legal professions, neither candidate would favor producing more state revenue by eliminating tax exemptions for legal fees. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Eau Claire.